En el aire de Urbana 106.9, in the air of Urbana Radio 106.9. Hi, Lee Ranaldo, how are you?
I'm very good, how are you?
Perfect. Actually, I have the name of your collaborator. My name is Raul, and I know that the album is with Raul Refri, no?
Yes. I noticed that you were calling that you were Raul.
Yes, perfect. I don't need to explain the pronunciation. Thank you for your time. Where are you right now?
I'm at home in New York City, in Manhattan.
Okay, great. And how was the weather in there? How was the day?
Well, the day's just starting. It's morning, and it's been cold here lately. It's getting, winter's finally settling in, so it's kind of a cold and cloudy day today.
Perfect. You have a new album, you have a new project. I don't know how to refer about the universe of music in your career, but this album, Names of the North End Woman, it's come out, and the first question is about, can you tell us about the story behind the name of this new album?
Sure. The title of the record, Names of North End Women, refers to a section of the town of Winnipeg, Manitoba, in Canada. It's my wife's hometown, and we go there a lot, especially in the winter when it's really, really cold there.
Okay.
And I found myself walking around in the north end of the town, and all of the street names were named after women. Ellen Street, Harriet Street, Lydia Street, but just first names, like not names with surnames where it would be a specific person.
Okay.
But it was just I don't know if they were meant to be anonymous or universal or what, but walking around reading all these names, it just struck me in a certain way that that I liked. I started writing the names down as I was walking through this cold environment, and in the end they looked like a poem on my paper, and so I made a small poem of it and decided to use it as a basis for song lyrics for one of the songs. And I also decided that the idea of having people's names in a lot of the lyrics was a good kind of lyrical concept. Walking on those streets, especially because a few of the names were names of people that I've known in my life, I felt like I was walking through a history of people that I'd known over my lifetime. And I like the idea of using these names in song lyrics. So when I started talking to my collaborator, my lyric collaborator, Jonathan Lethem, I mentioned also to him that I thought it would be a good idea to put lots of different names into the song lyrics. That's a pretty simple concept.
The album sounds very intimate, abstract, and even surreal. How do you plan to take this to live shows?
Well, we're actually working that out as we speak. Raul's about to come back to New York for a couple weeks, and we've been talking about it and working on it, and we're still not exactly sure how we're going to work. But we do know that we're going to go out at least initially as a duo and try and keep it. The record is not really a rock record at all, and we're going to go out and do concerts that we're not expecting to be rock concerts. We're expecting them to have a different quality to them. So we're working on the staging so that it feels like almost like a theater set.
Yeah.
And we're working as a duo. I mean, it's one of the ideas with this record was to keep, the last record, Electric Trim, was kind of very dense with a lot of music going on, and we wanted to keep this one much more sparse. So I think we'll be experimenting with that idea as well when we go out live.
And it's weird because you both of you are very prolific guitarists, and the whole album doesn't appear any guitar, or just a few arrangements. Do you plan to put guitars in the live shows?
Well, sure, there will be guitars in the live shows, and There are guitars on some songs, but, you know, typically these days, if you're listening to a record, especially a rock record, the guitar starts at the beginning of the first song and goes all the way through till the end of the last song. And we wanted to use the guitar in a more specific way on this record. We didn't want to have it be a blanket across all the songs. We were interested in other things. We were trying other instruments and other electronic things and cassette players and all different kinds of things. And we thought it would be nice to use the guitar in very specific ways, so that when you hear the guitar, you know, either an electric guitar solo or a beautiful acoustic guitar, it's used in a specific way, the same way we're using a lot of the other instruments, rather than across the whole thing. I mean, a lot of these songs still started from acoustic guitar demos that I made, but we wanted to share the love with a bunch of other instruments and keep it very empty and atmospheric.
What are you eating right now?
Oh, kind of having a breakfast egg on toast with some vegetables.
Okay. What attracted you most to the idea of working with Raul Refri in this album, in this project?
Well, we've been close partners and working together for a number of years now. We started back in 2013. I was in Spain with my band, The Dust, and we made a quick acoustic album over there. It was when we were first starting to experiment with acoustic instruments, and we made a quick album in Spain, and they brought Raul in as the producer, and he and I just hit it off. We really enjoyed each other's company and each other's work in the studio. And so we made a vow to try and do a new record together, and that became Electric Trim. And the process of creating that record was pretty magical for us. We had a really amazing time in the studio, and subsequently we went out on tour with a few different lineups of a band. And we just kept working together. And with this record, we decided finally to put both of our names on the cover, because we really were sharing the composition of the music. And we feel kind of like at this point that it's a new group, a new ensemble, a new band, whatever you want to call it. And that we're looking forward to doing a lot of work together in the future.
Lee, thank you for your time. I just have a few more questions, and I leave you with your vegetables in your breakfast. This is a question for all of our interviews, and it's you need to recommend us a good bar in New York, where you are right now. It's New York, so in Manhattan, maybe.
Yeah. A good bar.
Yeah, that you enjoy.
Well, you know, there's lots of different nice bars around New York. I live in Lower Manhattan, so there's a few classic old bars here that have been here forever. I enjoy different kinds of bars, from fancy ones to not fancy ones.
Yes.
So there's a bar in my neighborhood called the Odeon. It's also a restaurant, but it's a bar as well, and it's a classic old New York bar. It's been here since the 70s, and it's been a notorious place where stars come to eat and drink. And in the 70s, it was a place where you could see Andy Warhol and people like that. And it's not a cheap dive bar, but it's kind of a special part of of New York, and it's a place where there's a lot of history of various periods of New York since the 70s forward, and still going strong. So that might be a good place for someone to visit.
That is a fancy one.
Yeah.
And now, do you recommend a not fancy one?
Sure. There's another place also here in Tribeca, in my neighborhood, and it's called Walker's.
Oh.
And it's just a simple bar, an old bar. You can get food there, but it's mostly a place for drinking. And it's, again, been there for a really long time, since the 70s or before. And it's just a casual bar to go in and have some drinks with friends and sit around, and very easy place to be in, not a fancy place with expensive cocktails. And that's a pretty comfortable place. I like to meet people there sometimes, because it's kind of low-key, and they play good music, and I don't know, a nice place in the neighborhood to meet.